investment NHI, National Health Insurance, one of the most complex projects that this government has undertaken to do. It's all about making the health system more equal, providing equal access to health. It faces a huge amount of pushback, though, from people within the private sector and the public sector. If you look at the huge impact and the huge positive impact, for example, something like the government employees, the government particular medical aid has done, GEMS, the government medical aid scheme, has really been an important part to uplift the lives of some 2 million civil servants. 5 years ago, the department came out guns blazing for radical reform of healthcare and the equalization of healthcare. If anything, medical aids in private hospitals are stronger today than they were then. Netcare Chief Executive Dr. Richard Friedland on the line to us from Johannesburg. Would you agree with my contention that medical aids in private hospitals are stronger now than they were even at the beginning of the NHI project, Richard?
I think there's been a lot of investments and time and energy, thank you, Bruce, in terms of medical schemes and what they offer, and in particular private providers. I would argue that, yes, they certainly are, and I think that what we need to see is concerted investment in the public sector and improvement of management.
Are we seeing any sort of silver lining there, Richard?
To be absolutely frank, we're not. And I think that's why people still hold on to private medical care in a market which is characterized by very low economic growth.
I mean, so
pressure on disposable income.
So NHI then becomes something of a red herring. It's trying to put lipstick on the bulldog of a failing system.
Well, I think that particularly tertiary care and hospitals are capital intensive, and you have to keep up with technology, and you have to keep up with repairs and maintenance, and so it is they're very expensive, highly capital intensive operations to run. But I do think it's a worthwhile pursuit in trying to broaden comprehensive care for all. We can't develop a society without a healthy nation, and so it is behoven on both public and private sector to try work together. You know, in the United Kingdom, we've been working with the NHS, and 43.5% of our patients are NHS or public patients who choose to use the private sector at an agreed national tariff. It's still paid for by the NHS. It's still free at the point of access, but it's delivered by the private sector. And there's no reason, Bruce, why a model like that can't work in this country.
But there's that dramatic pushback against it. There is, it's perceived, my understanding is certainly from within the Department of Health, as being that would simply bolster a private sector at the expense of a public sector, which the UK system proves it doesn't. It's a support mechanism for a hugely under pressure public health system.
Correct, and I think we've all got to get over this ideological divide and be able to achieve that. And I think that in the United Kingdom, austerity has bred a degree of rationality in the sense that the demand outstrips their ability to fund it, and so they're able to use the private sector without having to invest in further capital expenditure, without having to employ more nurses and doctors at the same national tariff that they pay their own hospitals. And so we believe that ultimately that kind of rationality will bear fruit, hopefully, in this country.
I mean, you're getting lots of patient volumes through in the United Kingdom, and you talk about the participation of the National Health Insurance System in the United Kingdom in that process. But growth in the UK, like South Africa, is pretty muted at the moment. Perhaps it's a currency effect. Certainly Brexit and the revaluation of the pound has had a negative impact on the exchange of UK profits into Rand.
Well, we were significantly hit by currency, and particularly, you know, over this last 6 months, the pound weakened by almost 24% against the rand. So even though we grew United Kingdom revenue in pound terms by 3.2%, we actually were impacted by 2.4 billion rands in terms of the consolidation of that revenue from a group perspective. So our revenue declined 10.1%, of which instead of growing by 2.7%, and that was all currency related. But we only make that point, Bruce, just to give some comparability period on period so that one doesn't imagine that that's all operational. So yes, the currency had an impact. The United Kingdom is growing very slowly. It's coming out of a very deep recession. It hasn't been helped by the uncertainty around Brexit, but the underlying demand is there, and people are still aging, are still accessing healthcare as they age, and we're seeing the impact of an increased burden of disease. So that's the same problem that's afflicting the NHS becomes unfortunately an opportunity for us.
You're a bit like a hotel in that you measure your efficacy through bed nights. You're actually seeing a decline there for a couple of reasons. Medical aids looking perhaps to get their customers out of hospital as quickly as they can. Are you seeing pressure being brought to bear by medical aids quite aggressively?
Well, just to explain, we had a 1% decline in patient days over the 6 months. And of that 1% decline, 70% was due to non-medical aid patients. In other words, foreign patients, mainly from SADC, private patients, and workers' compensation or patients impacted by injury on duty. And so I think the macroeconomic environment is also playing a role, but certainly we didn't see the normal growth we would have seen, and that may well be attributable to medical aids tightening up on pre-authorization of cases coming into hospital.
And there's also a drop-off in private paying clients, foreign clients too, which I found interesting. We explain the foreign clients to me because we hear about medical tourism and great service in South Africa, great hospitals, great medical care. And why is medical tourism dropping?
Well, these are mainly patients from SADC countries funded by their governments. And I think what you're seeing is generally, given the poorer macroeconomic outlook, I think everyone is tightening their belts here.
It certainly looks like it. But you're expanding. I mean, you've expanded into Akiso, which is running mental health facilities. Medicross, I always thought you owned it outright. You seem to have taken a bigger stake in Medicross as well.
No, Akiso, we've acquired Akiso. That's still before the Competition Commission. So we haven't included that in our results. Medicross we do own, and we're expanding our subacute facilities. We're opening one in Hillcrest next month and a day clinic in Uppington. I think where we are expanding is, unfortunately, there is a scourge of cancer in our society. Yeah. And so we're really putting a state-of-the-art multidisciplinary cancer unit into Mill Park, Netcare Mill Park, and into Netcare Christian Barnard. And we've just introduced the first gamma knife into South Africa, which is probably the gold standard in treating brain tumors and lesions in the brain with a very sophisticated radiotherapy device. So there's a lot happening in terms of cancer therapy and services for us.
Are medical aids keeping up in terms of the technology you're able to provide, the care you're able to provide? Somehow it's got to be funded, and this stuff doesn't come cheap.
I think they are. Obviously, one of the biggest challenges on the biological side, because chemotherapeutic drugs, the latest ones that are coming out, are incredibly expensive. And there's often a cost-benefit debate or analysis done by various schemes, and they have different rules that apply to patients. But unfortunately, I think we're seeing two major scourges in our society at the moment. One is mental health. We're seeing an explosion of people suffering from a whole plethora of mental diseases. And the second, unfortunately, is cancer, which often has very tragic outcomes.
It certainly does. Dr. Richard Friedland, the Netcare Chief Executive, thank you for joining us this evening on The Money Show. Yeah, profits under